For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
In Afghanistan, another record opium poppy harvest is widely anticipated due to fair weather, hard work, and international hypocrisy. The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime says that, quote, "We expect an increase in most provinces this year," end quote. U.S.-occupied Afghanistan now produces 90% of the world's opium. By tolerating this enormous narco-economy, the Bush administration has gained an effective monopoly of the world's heroin trade. Incredibly, the U.S. has become dependent on selling heroin while arresting hundreds of thousands of its own citizens each year for buying it. In contrast to Colombia, where the U.S. sponsors difficult, dangerous, and expensive aerial eradication of green coca plants camouflaged in green jungle, hundreds of square miles of brightly colored Afghan opium poppies, contrasting vividly against the arid countryside, provide the perfect target for aerial eradication, yet no such eradication has occurred nor is anticipated. Afghanistan's neighbor Iran, which has been flooded by U.S.-Afghan heroin, this week accused the West of shirking its anti-drug responsibilities and warned that it is unacceptable that Iranian police and citizens must be sacrificed as a result. Iran is currently the world's leader in both opium seizure rates and per capita narcotics consumption. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Today I had an epiphany. Maybe you're right. Perhaps the majority of Americans do not support the drug war. Did you know that only 39% of eligible Americans voted in 2002? What if all 61% of those who didn't vote opposed the drug war? That would explain it. That would make you right. And that would change absolutely nothing. Riddle me this. How many times do 61% of the population have to not speak before they're heard? The answer is, who cares? If you don't participate, then you don't get represented. Sound un-American? Our founding fathers would differ. They would tell you that if you cannot defend your liberty, then you don't deserve it. That you deserve to see your friends and loved ones hauled off and locked away. That you deserve to be searched, to be jailed, to have your life torn apart. That's what they would tell you if you were right, which you're not. But either way, you'll eat your drug war, and you'll like it. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.